ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। टुडे इज अ स्पेशल डे फॉर स्पेशल प्रेपरेशन to meet Bab Dada, especially for the first timers. Of course, a great excitement, right? Those who are meeting first time, how will Baba meet? What is the method I should meet him? Physical form is not visible, but meeting is actually the, whenever you meet each other, for example, I am meeting you, it's the feeling in my heart, it's the bhavana, my vision, that these are my special brothers and sisters, collected by God Himself. How great fortunate these children are, that out of the whole world, Baba has selected you. It's not an ordinary thing. And God's selection would be very extraordinary selection. Would not pick up an ordinary thing. And then, through Brahma Baba, so he would see the quality of diamonds, because he was diamond merchant. And generally Baba says, I change you from stone to diamond, from charcoal to diamond. Such a transformation takes place. And it's only because of quality. A paper will not change into diamond. Right? It also needs the quality which is transformation. A seed has a potential that a gardener can see the fruit in it. And Baba also sees the potential in you. And so you are great fortunate souls that you have the chance to be in this group of meeting Baba when it is nearly that year is finishing, so that you can also finish all whatever has been small traits of anything, of sometime of subtle things, sometimes gross things, sometimes conscious is biting, sometimes some past passing through the mind again, and that becomes fresh. It is the day of washing away everything, cleansing. I can see that the contrast of meeting. I had great fortune of meeting Sakar incorporeal in the corporeal form. So just like the soul is not visible, but the quality of the soul is visible through walking, talking, sitting, eating, meeting, seeing each other, vibrations. So incorporeal expressed himself through the corporeal, specially to relate knowledge. Because Baba said, I do not speak from the soul world. I do not even in touch from the soul world, because the soul's catching power has gone totally lowest level, and receptivity or catching power is blocked by Maya, and we are trained in a totally different directions. Body conscious had become so natural in us that soul conscious, we don't think that anything soul conscious is so valuable, because we have not used soul conscious. though soul is doing everything, but the power of soul consciousness is ignited when God consciousness is there. So, and the beauty of Baba's power is that when we surrender Himself to Him, that we belong to Baba, honesty. So Baba plays a very, very special, He expresses, or we can feel a very special character of Baba, personality of Baba. What if, how do I see Baba incorporeal, into corporeal form? That just like a quality of a mirror. A mirror, when you see a mirror, mirror is in front of you. If you have a spot here, or shirt is stained, or hairs are upside down, or whatever, the mirror doesn't speak, but mirror instantly inspires you to remove or put the thing right, and it inspires you to act, to correct yourself. But mirror doesn't become dirty with my dirt on my face. Mirror doesn't become up or down anything in me. And at the same time, I hold the mirror in front of me and then put things right. That whether it is, everything is accurate. So Brahma Baba was the mirror with Baba's light. With that, knowledge was very clear. And he spoke about the knowledge of the soul, God, karma, philosophy, reminding my own identity, Sakar Murli. So Brahma Baba actually put every direction of Shiv Baba's in action, literally, religiously. And so this is why there is no difference between Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. We call Baba Baba. It was not thought Shiv Baba is there or Brahma Baba is there, because the power of qualities were the same. And as Baba said, that Brahma Baba himself is effort maker. And so he, if anything was in us missing, or we have not understood, Brahma Baba experimented and explained everything so clearly. So the Murli is knowledge from Shiv Baba and practice of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba practice, Shiv Baba gave the ingredients, and Brahma Baba cooked it. And then we saw the taste. When something is really, if you just eat chickpeas without cooked, it is chickpeas still, but if not cooked, you will not have the taste of this. You will think it's too hard, I don't want to break my teeth. And when it is really cooked or roasted, the taste is changed. And this is what it is. Because Brahma Baba experimented and became a vyakt, bodiless, incorporeal, in egoless, humble, benevolent, forgiving quality, accepting every child. So it was action which actually demonstrated God's qualities. Now Brahma Baba became avyakt. So what is then avyakt Murli? Jnana is in Sakar Murli. Avyakt Murli does not speak about soul is mind, intellect and sanskaras, It has come from Paramdham. You were not separate. You were separated from me for a long time. And the cycle continues. And religions come at this time. History and geography. Avyakta Baba's Murli is not speaking knowledge. What is he speaking? He's speaking the taste and the power of the knowledge. And we all like Avyakta Murli very much. It is just like cake. And an ice cake and an ice on it also. Ice cream. Right? So, then it is so tasty. But interesting, you can see your contact souls, those who come only once a week to hear Avyakta Murli, know many times how many years they have been coming. They don't become Brahmin. Have you seen any example by hearing Avyakta Murli somebody became Brahmin? They remain contact souls. They love us. They appreciate Brahma Kumaris. They love our hospitality. They like our manners. They like the cleanliness we have. They like the respect we give them. But they don't become Brahmin. Reason? Because the foundation is the knowledge through which we have realization. And Brahma Baba made the realization into cake. Without ingredient, cake cannot be made. Like we like the cake on birthdays, cake is there. Even somebody is giving the piece and we think there should be some cream on it. Right? We are attracted by the decoration and cream. So is like Avyakta Murli. But Avyakta Murli is the result of experimenting, exercising, putting into practice of God's teaching, and Brahma Baba became Avyakta. And now God has to teach himself to his children. Brahma Baba's account finished with his body, but still children are present which are still to come. And so then Brahma Baba took the part, Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba took the support of corporeal form and of Guzar Dadi to give that experience of closeness, that we can see the contrast of Guzar Dadi and Brahma Baba and Guzar Dadi and Avyakta Baba. Avyakta Baba is coming, vibrations changed, total stillness, silence before Baba came. And when Baba gave drishti, it was like injection. An injection is given and an inner energy started working. And when Baba spoke, then we feel, oh, this is what I need. Really, this is something giving me power. Taste what Brahma Baba cooked. We started tasting that experience of love, happiness, benevolence, Baba's kind of vibrations. Now that time is also gone. And now we are meeting incorporeal. But how? Through Avyakta Murlis. But Avyakta Murlis also give us the same experience what we had from Avyakta Bhakta Dhatru Gulzar Dadi. Now I want to share this wonderful experience of mine. Gulzar Dadi had come to Delhi, London. And my room was one single bedroom. London house was small at that time. Always two beds. So my room was small room and one bedroom. And I offered Dadi my bedroom to sleep, and I slept in Baba's room, which was Hindi classroom, same Hindi classroom in Tennyson Road in London, and in the corner was Baba's translate. So I thought, okay, as the daytime rest, Amrit Vela is meditation, I can get up early and everything to ready, and I sleep there, no problem. So I slept. About 2 o'clock, I felt, and if you're in the third row, this sister you can call back. Yeah. So I was actually sleeping, and suddenly I felt like very subtle, someone is walking, and I thought, just no wake up from my sleep, I woke, this vibrations woke me up, and I thought, oh, Amrit Vela, I quickly, it was summertime, June, and so I quickly folded the sheet, put pillow and sheet one side, and I was in full dress anyway. I thought, oh, Amrit Vela, people will be coming. But I looked at the clock. It was about 2 o'clock. But still I feel that something like air is moving and some energy is moving towards Baba's translate. So then I said, oh, it's not Amrit Vela. I sat in front of Baba's translate in Tennyson Road. And it's such a powerful experience of Baba's presence. And I heard this kind of versions, like somebody in dream you hear. And I was awake, but I can hear this in a very subtle voice. Child, Brahma's account is finished with his matter, with his body. But my account is not finished with my children. Through Brahma's thought, these children are born, but many children are in my plan that still have connection with Baba, with me. And so my account is not finished with my children. I used to take support of matter, which was Brahma's body, and now I also take support of this matter. This big translate is also matter. And then I realize, yeah, that's why sometimes we see Brahma Baba, you're sitting in front of Baba's picture and you feel smiling. Sometimes sitting in meditation and you feel eyes are very small and meditating gradually open and become very big. Sometimes Baba's face is strong. It's not imagination, but you wonder why it is happening like this. I realize, and it was answer actually, to make the incorporeal can still take the support of matter. Now understand, through video, to give his children the experience. But deep within was the answer to my question. The story is, Avyakta Pandadi was leaving London, for London from Madhuban, she said to Avyakta Bhavdada, I will miss Baba's room, because when I go in Baba's room, I can communicate with Baba, or I have the feeling, whatever Baba touching, that he's talking, and this directions I take, like I'm taking from Sakar Baba. Baba had said, you can make Baba's room, you can make Baba's room in London. But we don't have, we had no Brahma Baba's photograph. Only one photograph was translated. That was because of, to make that Baba's room, there should be a photo. And that was made, it put it in translate. But Brahman, according to drama, this frame was made, and then somebody offered to have Baba's picture with silver frame. So one mother specially got made the frame. But Baba's picture and frame did not fit with each other. The picture was bigger, smaller, and frame was bigger. So the picture had to be little bit more, few centimeter. So new translate was created. So there were Dadiji sent that translate, original translate in London. And when we had a meeting, Dadi, myself, Jintiben, two, three brothers, sisters or more, but we hesitated. Dadi Janki was determined to make Baba's room. But us, myself also, we thought, but if we put Baba's picture, foreigner would say, you are also following Guru. You say we don't follow any human Guru. So we were not agreeing. One time meeting, second time meeting. And then eventually, because Dadi was determined to make Baba's room. So, actually, okay, we put it in Hindi class, we can make Baba's room translate. Hindi class has understands the feeling behind. And so, it was put there in upstairs room. We accepted and also certainly enjoyed Baba's room. We ourselves used to go and sit in meditation. So, this answered my question as well, that we are not following human being, but we are actually following Baba's teachings, and Baba still can take the support of matter. Don't have fear of having Baba's picture there. So it was such a clear an experience, and then many examples were there. Even one Muslim sister in the same used to come in London, one also in Germany, also many Muslims here as well in India. They also have the experience of Brahma Baba. One in London sister, she would stand up, go in front of Baba and embrace like this and sometimes swing. I asked Nasim, what are you doing? She says, Baba stood up from the picture and wanted to embrace me. So I just felt, why shouldn't I go and answer it? And today Baba says, I give you this, let us sit in the swing. And I felt that I want to swing with Baba. One sister, another sister said, today I had a very nice food with Baba. Baba fed me. So how can picture feed you? So it was the real experience from the picture, that kind. Muslim, those who don't believe this. And she was, it confirmed. But we did not want to keep that, oh, people will accept this. But I knew that their experience was my own, my experience. I had many experiences with Baba, Baba's Drishti. And so then, now, even Gujarat Dadi is gone, and we are using video. Some last time especially, last Murli, Avyakt Murli, it was with the power of love. It was so real. I don't know, Maureen, you were here. Such a clear, so powerful, as Baba is present in front of us. And so my point is that now, though Avyakt Bap Dada is not incarnating in the corporeal form, But still through video, he gives the same experience, because for God, that is also matter. Paper is also matter, this light is also matter. So more part is now of incorporeal, becoming corporeal, change of energy level. Before it was visible, we could hold it. Because through Brahma Baba, we could hold hand. Through Avyakta Baba, we came in front of him, and then instead of holding hand, we took drishti, and we have heard words on that level. And now we are hearing the sound, but drishti is so strong that is making us feel we are sitting in Baba's eyes and Baba is sitting in our eyes. Wordings are so clear that it gives the answer to our questions. And so it's how much I am soul conscious. My soul will catch that vibration. My feeling will be natural accordingly. So I am ready. The more power of silence is there. And we create and others also create. This is why in hall downstairs, when Baba is coming, otherwise 30,000 people, 25,000 people sitting, and it is pin drop silence. And even if someone is, because of cold weather, coughing, but it's not disturbing us. Otherwise you become more body conscious. Next to you somebody is coughing. But you are so absorbed that you become detached from that. And the vibrations, when Baba comes through drishti, those are the days, then the vibrations are just like the energy is, it's like cool air is spreading everywhere. Vibrations become so powerful. And drishti is like injection. It's not visible anything, but it is going inside. There used to be questions sometime that why it is Baba giving drishti to someone longer time and to other not. He is speaking to them as well. And for Baba equal, all are equal. But why Baba is so long giving time to this one? Okay. Brothers go in front of him, ask the plan, Baba gives directions. Dadi asks something, Baba gives advice. But some souls we know, they are so fluctuating. And Baba speaks 10 minutes to them. We know them at the center, they are very much at the end of Maya's kingdom. And Baba gives them 20 minutes to speak. But we realize the secret that God wants to save the drowning ones. Like other day, Murli, Baba said, now this is love marriage, that you souls, today some of you are going to get this ring ceremony, complete determination, commitment, loyal, faithful, following the discipline. Anyway, I think you would have had class already about it. Or if not, then she will explain. So my point was that it is such a powerful feeling. But why, Baba, why not equal to everyone? And realize from Sakar Baba's time as well, to some Baba will give few minutes, 2 minutes, and some will say, stay a little longer. So Baba could feel the pulse that this person is internally sick, weak. Maya is old. Maya Ajgar alligator is going to grab him. So he would give special time. It is just like doctor somebody has to have the operation, and this operation, 6 hours doctors are with him. And I don't have to have an operation, I have just only to check my pulse, or I have a headache, he would just give me a pill to take. So you cannot say why I went to the doctor and gave me only the prescription. He gave me prescription and I have to get from somewhere else. And he, 6 hours he sat with him. And we realized that the souls who were really, Baba knew that they are going. I experienced sisters who were really very good. Sometimes they had been very good. A time was that they were just about to die. And it is just like a hero. A hero, he's the heroine, is drowning in the ocean. He will jump and make his best to bring her up. So I said, God, you are a hero. You are a real hero of this unlimited picture. And this is the meaning of our love marriage with God, that he especially jumps in this world to protect us, to save us, to uplift us. Sometimes very powerful Murli, because he needs to actually bring out this sickness that we have, strong Murli. And sometimes giving anesthesia. Anesthesia it is called, no? That he gives, he pumps us with our, Baba is seeing the crown of light, Baba is seeing the bright in, light in your eyes. Before that I used to think, don't think I have that face, I don't think this was any of us. But Baba is seeing it. The difference is that we are still on this physical level and we are seeing only this energy. My energy level or my machinery can catch only up certain things up to one level. Other energy is on more powerful level, can go deeper and bring out higher things. And Baba is totally bodiless and is in perfect stage, in purest consciousness. Am I speaking too fast? Is the translation okay for you? I am so excited, so then I forget. It became so fresh to me, everything. So Baba actually himself is a magnetic energy, pulling the soul onto that level. Though I am not, I am still in this physical level, but because he is seeing me with his that divine vision, so he does not see my physical face. Even I am not happy, but he is seeing my face happy. So he is bringing out the hidden happiness in me, and he relates this. He paints my picture beforehand, what I can become. So it is a kind of blessings he is giving. And it is also, he can see that this is what the quality in the soul is, but they are not opening themselves to this. So Baba will give them special power, special happiness, special love. And when he speaks Murli, he prepares us that first he always gives, Baba sees the crown of light, Baba sees the bright eyes, Baba sees the cheerful face, reaches love. You are being garlanded with the blessings and many. And then he would give injection to remove my sickness, what I have. Then he gives the mirror, inside mirror, he scans. Then he is the doctor, he can scan and see what is hidden in me. And so Baba's different methods of meeting. He is washerman, he is our doctor, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my teacher, he is my guide, He is the director, how I have to serve such people as a merciful. So Baba comes to give different experience of different relationships, and that's why Murli is always with a different theme and with different directions and different. But my connection should be with him. And the method is just sit relaxed. Baba will give you what you need. Because sometimes it is the feeling of knowledge so clear and my intellect is being ready to grasp the depth of Baba's knowledge. And sometimes it's emotional experience. Suddenly thrilling experience of joy and some kind of special touching. And sometimes nothing is happening. So in fact, the power does not show itself. Power is something hidden behind. When you need, it works. So if what you have received from Madhuban, what you have achieved already, that power works when you are at the field. So he is preparing that whatever is given, power is incognito. Other things are more in action interaction. And power, when you switch on the light only when there's darkness. You won't switch on the light when the sun is shining. You won't carry the lamp in your hand when in the day, mid of the day, in the dark night you will carry the lamp. So power he gives, that is when I need there in society to handle with people, to handle my family, to handle my own sanskaras. So they are not at that time in while hearing Murli, but they are going in my consciousness in the form of knowledge is might, knowledge is light, and Lord, knowledge is love, knowledge is blessing. So all this Murli that we are hearing, Sakar Murli or Avyakt Murli, it is power that comes from the powerhouse. And that's why Baba says your battery is charged, you come here to make yourself powerful. Now second thing I wanted to share, that when you are going back, take Madhuban with you. You know how to take Madhuban? Photograph? How will you take Madhuban with you? Every day, whatever has touched you, you felt deeply, you realize one point from that day, either from Murli or through conversation or through class or through workshop or through your personal meditation in any of the room, either in silent room or in the room, or it is a joint meditation bhatti. You write down in your notebook. Every day, the only gift that you receive from Baba that day, it means 8 days, 10 days you are here, 10 special experiences you have it. So when you are going back, read it there every day, Buddhist. Because then it will bring all the scene, the experience, the family feeling will remain fresh. Other thing I want to say, that you have come here and you need to remain physically also strong. It's cold here. Please take care of yourself. Blankets are there, sweets are available, or warm clothes are available. And in your room, if there's only one blanket, please ask the caretaker to give you second blanket. If he is not able to, you are not able to contact him, please come to me. I phone the caretaker that please arrange for another blanket. So don't hesitate. In case you don't have socks or anything, please come. Baba's home has everything. So don't push yourself to, okay, it will okay, I can make like this. No, protect yourself against the weather as well. Second thing is, Madhuban is very generous and family is so loving, so caring and powerful, and they think just like the mother, when children come at home, the mother cooks everything best for the child. So here in Madhuban, breakfast like lunch, so many things at one time. Lunch is lunch with variety. Then dinner is also very rich. So, definitely it's a hospitality with great love offered. Dry food, spicy food, non-spicy food, vegan, non-vegan, so everything available. Take whatever you want, but keep the amount in the mind what you can actually take. You can take second time, third time, no problem. And do not mix milk and yogurt, because sometimes kheer is made, rice pudding is made, and yogurt is also there. They fight inside, though they are the same. Yogurt, milk is again dairy, but they fight inside because the temperature and its quality is changed. So take care of your health as well. And if someone is not feeling well in your room, please help each other, because dispensary is in Vishnupuri. Or if any help is needed, this is family supporting each other. Is also a fortune to be with others combined, with others, etc. So this is why it's very important directions to keep in mind, that Baba is here with us to help us, but we have to help ourselves as well to keep precautions for that. Yes. Okay. This was many things to share. Anyway, we'll meet again, but I thought today preparation for Baba is most important thing, so that's why I took class on that. Yeah. Okay, a minute of silence and whatever it is now. Truly and blessing.